This is after I got back tomorrow. Somebody sent me this clip from the newspaper. They had killed this guy and dismembered his body, put him in a bag and dropped him in the river. And I got a little note from this guy over there saying, this is what happens when civil rights workers come over here and get these white people stirred up, and then they leave us, the local people, getting up, getting killed like this. And now, I didn't know that man, and I certainly didn't have anything to do, that I was aware of, with taking them to the courthouse to register to vote. But I decided then that was really one of the messages that Bob was trying to get over to us, that at some point or another, we had to make a commitment to Mississippi to stay there for a long period of time. In order to organize, to rally the local people enough so that they would be willing to stand up against this craziness. And also to let them know that we weren't scared, that we weren't going to be run out of town. Because the whole point of all this terrorism is to scare people to the point where they leave. They just say, well, I can't take the danger, I'm scared of this, and I'm not going to put everybody that I go around or everybody I talk to at risk because of my activities.
So you left college. You haven't graduated yet.
I'm not graduated. Now I'm in my third year of school.
And you're making a full-time commitment to Mississippi.
I made a commitment to leave school, as did a number of other students. It wasn't just me. Now, this is the summer when SNCC becomes an organization that has full-time, what we call field secretaries, that go out to work full-time in these communities. That's when we decide. And it was a decision on our part that we had that these lunch counter demonstrations that we were putting on as college students, because we were doing those as students. We would go at spring break, or we would go after school, or you'd go stay. And you never stayed in jail in most of these big cities more than 3 days. I mean, you were out of jail after 3 days. So you missed 3 days of classes, and you had to work that out with your professor when you got back. But you were still a student. You weren't really a dropout at that point. You were still a student. And if you did it enough, you might catch hell in the classroom, but if you worked out something with the teacher so you could get to work while you were in jail, you could actually have study. You could actually study while you were in jail, which I did many times. And then you get out and go back to class and do okay.